You are listening to Omnitalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from a Best Buy press release. Best Buy and CNET have joined forces in an innovative partnership aimed at revolutionizing the way brands engage with consumers during their technology shopping journey. This collaboration combines the extensive reach and authority of both brands to provide advertisers with a unique opportunity to connect with a broader audience of tech-savvy shoppers while simultaneously enhancing the overall shopping experience for customers. With a combined reach of 50 million unique visitors per month, Best Buy and CNET offer brands an unparalleled platform to engage with high-intent shoppers. Through this partnership, customers will encounter curated content and unbiased editorial advice from CNET's experts across various Best Buy channels, including BestBuy.com, Best Buy Stores, and the Best Buy mobile app. This content encompasses a range of product reviews and expert recommendations tailored to align with customers' shopping experiences. Jenny Weber, Chief Marketing Officer at Best Buy, emphasized the significance of integrating expert advice throughout every stage of the customer's shopping journey. She highlighted the partnership's potential to unlock new levels of personalization and engagement for customers and partners alike. In addition to enhancing the customer experience, the collaboration introduces a groundbreaking retail media model between a media publication and retailer. Advertisers will have the opportunity to share ad spaces across Best Buy and CNET platforms, enabling them to evaluate the impact of their advertising campaigns through a comprehensive, closed-loop media solution. This approach aims to provide deeper insights into shopping behaviors and valuable audience preferences. Warren Newman, Executive Vice President of Revenue at CNET, underscored the partnership's focus on data-driven insights and its potential to redefine collaboration between content and retail media brands. By introducing a new standard for audience reach and impact measurement, the partnership aims to address the challenges of a fragmented digital media ecosystem. The collaboration has already yielded promising results, with testing conducted on Best Buy channels earlier this year showing increased consumer trust and purchase intent. According to a survey of consumers involved in an in-store test, 86% expressed greater confidence in their tech purchases after encountering CNET's content, leading to a 25% lift in purchase intent. Headline 2 comes to us from CNBC. Tractor Supply CEO Hal Lawton recently discussed the ongoing trend of Americans migrating out of urban areas and into rural regions during an interview with CNBC's Jim Cramer. According to Lawton, this migration pattern has persisted, with many individuals and families choosing to move to rural America. Lawton highlighted that rural America is experiencing growth and leading in various aspects, despite the challenges posed by the pandemic. While the rate of population outflows from urban areas has slightly decreased, Lawton noted that there is still significant migration occurring, with many individuals opting to relocate to rural communities. One factor contributing to this migration trend is the availability of affordable housing options in rural areas. Lawton mentioned that millennial homebuyers, facing high mortgage rates in urban settings, are finding more budget-friendly housing options in rural regions. Additionally, he noted that the millennial generation appreciates certain aspects of rural life, such as the opportunity to grow fresh produce. Lawton also discussed the role of chickens in driving growth for Tractor Supply. He mentioned that chickens have become a popular addition to households, with approximately 1 in 5 customers in Tractor Supply's loyalty program owning chickens. This trend has not only attracted new customers, but has also created a unique shopping experience in Tractor Supply stores, as customers often come in to see the chickens. Overall, Lawton expressed optimism for the future of Tractor Supply, despite facing business headwinds related to shifts in consumer spending patterns. He believes that the company is beginning to see positive signs against these challenges and remains confident in the growth potential of rural America. Headline 3 comes to us from Retail Dive. Foxtrot, along with its sister company Dom's Kitchen and Market and their parent firm Outfox Hospitality, are facing a class action lawsuit for allegedly violating the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act. Filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois, the complaint claims that the companies failed to provide their terminated employees with at least 60 days' notice of the mass layoff. The lawsuit was initiated just one day after the companies unexpectedly ceased operations. The plaintiff, a former Foxtrot employee, filed the suit on behalf of himself and roughly 1,000 other terminated employees. According to the complaint, employees were not informed in advance about the company's closure. Instead, they were notified of their termination during their shifts. One employee, Stephanie Rhodes, mentioned that there were irregularities in the days leading up to the closure. Employees were informed of potential supply chain issues, and the mobile app for placing orders ahead of time was disabled. These signs indicated that something was amiss. Under Illinois law, Companies with 75 or more employees planning a mass layoff are required to submit a WARN notice at least 60 days prior to the layoffs. The lawsuit alleges that Foxtrot, DOMS, and OutFox failed to compensate Moore and other employees for their wages, salary, commissions, bonuses, accrued holiday pay, and vacation pay as required by the WARN Act. Foxtrot's communication to its employees stated that they would be paid for hours worked through Tuesday, but accrued, unused sick leave time would not be compensated upon termination. The available balance of accrued, unused paid vacation time would be paid in the final paycheck. The lawsuit seeks to recover the unpaid wages and benefits owed to the terminated employees. Foxtrot has not responded to requests for comment on the lawsuit.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Be careful out there.